Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Federica Scarpa, and today I'm in company of Hannes von Halderson, director of Cop Secret, in competition at the 74th Locarno Film Festival. Welcome.
Thank you, nice to meet you.
So, first of all, can you just briefly introduce your film for our listeners?
Yeah, thank you. It's an action comedy made for Icelandic viewers. That was the plan. So I'm really surprised that people outside of Iceland seem to like it, or we're getting a lot of positive feedback, because I think you need to know the circumstance and culture and things in Iceland. For example, that, you know, the police doesn't use guns, they're not allowed to use guns, and there's no jurisdictions between any towns or anything. So there's a lot of jokes in the movie that, you know, is that you need to, you know, live in the country to understand. But the fact that it's, you know, moving abroad or getting good feedback outside of Iceland is a huge surprise to me. But I'm very happy that it's going well, and it tells me that the movie has something more than just being like an action gimmick. It has some soul and feeling, and that was also our intention, so I'm very happy about that.
Speaking about you said that you realized that it's a film for the viewers of Iceland. How is cinema in Iceland today?
I think that even though this movie, you know, the action movie clichés are not very original, in the Icelandic film market, this is quite original and fresh movie, because there's never been a movie like that. It's an action movie which you have never seen in Iceland, because it doesn't make sense to make action sequences in such a small country. And that's the kind of the basic humor concept, to see these scenes in our small city. So these kinds of movies are not typically made in Iceland. I think a lot of the Icelandic, you know, movies, they tend to be quite slow, and you know, they take place in isolated farms and stuff like that. So a lot of, with full respect to those movies, because many of them are very good, but, you know, not everybody finds them fun. You know, I think that, you know, Icelandic movie industry lacks a little bit of fun movies that just gets a lot of people into the theaters. And I think a lot of people agree with me, and that was something that we maybe wanted to change in a way, to make a fun movie, but that maybe meant something and could bring a lot of people joy and bring a lot of people to the cinema.
During the press conference, you say that you started to write this film 10 years ago. How does it change during these years?
It changed a lot. It started out as a comedy sketch, where we did this spoof trailer for an imaginary movie 10 years ago, and we immediately started writing the movie after that. And then we had the challenge of taking most of the scenes or the most memorable lines from the trailer and try to place it in the movie. And we wrote a script, or kind of a script at the time, which was not that good. And then we put it in a shelf for a few years, because I went out and became a professional football player for some years. So we didn't, I really didn't think this was going to happen. So after I moved back to Iceland 2 years ago, we started talking about it, if we should start it, and then we wrote it again. And it's changed a lot since then, but the core, there are still, you know, the best bits from the trailer 10 years ago are still there. And this pushed us, you know, when we are trying to force some of the moments from the trailer into the movie, I think it pushed us into some of the best moments in the movie. For example, how do we squeeze in this radio character, which was just like a random scene from the trailer, because we found it funny that the villain duct taped, this is a known radio guy in Iceland, and it was like a random scene, just have him duct tape and have him say this one-liner And so we thought, okay, how do we put this in the movie? And I think I love that guy, that radio guy who just randomly is spilling the plot and just babbling, you know, some bullshit. And he's so unlucky that he's accidentally hitting the mark on what the villain is planning. And I think that was, I like that idea, but that was just, we sat and scratched our heads and, okay, how do we squeeze the radio guy? How do we make that make sense in the movie? Also, one moment in the trailer was when his buddy screams at him, slow down, there's a baby in the car. That was also just like a random thing in a trailer we just put in and we had no idea. And then when I got the idea, we're gonna put it in the scene, you know, the opening scene, I thought that really made that scene. And so some of those things that we were just trying to squeeze in from the trailer, you know, became, I think, one of the some of the best moments in the movie.
Yes, especially the DJ, it was great because he's smarter than all the police together. So
thank you very much.
And another character that I really like is the villain, and especially his catchy phrases that he used during all the films about animals. How did you come up with it?
I don't know. We were talking about it, me and him. What do we do with this guy? Can we do something that, you know, we are trying to find the character and find what would make him memorable. And we just came up with this. Why? What if he's always talking about some ridiculous, you know, he's trying to be philosophical and he's just giving you some stupid kind of phrases that you've seen things like that before. For example, the Joker in the original Batman movie, 1989, he said something like, do you know why the devil dances in the pale moonlight? Something like that. It's like a sentence that doesn't make any sense. You don't understand it when you hear it. And we just thought it was funny that Ricky has all these, it's like a full drawer of these bullshit sentences that don't mean anything but sound a bit scary, but if you go into them, you see that they're empty.
They're like in Batman, these are the sentences that remains like the cult phrases.
Exactly, but they're really a bit stupid. You know? Yeah.
What I also really like is that protagonist's sexual orientation is a rough issue only for him. It's like all the other people really don't care.
Yeah, I mean, he feels that this is a big issue, but it's really not. And it's his prejudice that he needs to face to kind of get in terms with his issues and to become a complete person. And I think it's a good message in this time that it's not a big deal, you know, and people don't care, and try to be, you know, who you are. And I think it's a nice way of kind of shining a light on an important issue, you know, and using humor to do it, but still treating the subject with respect, which we try to do. We were really careful not to make it seem as if we were making fun of the subject. I don't want to say it, you know, directly, because I don't want to say that, I don't want to spoil the movie and say exactly what we are talking about, but, you know, after you've seen the movie, you understand. This was a creative choice to try to make the whole action movie concept a bit more deep and the character more interesting. And if it then, if it, you know, raises some good positive discussions on the topic, that's also positive.
Maybe it's just one of the good things about the genre films, that you can talk about important thing about in a lightly way, but not superficially, which without drama, I mean.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, at least in this case, this is one way to do it. You know, you can, but yeah, you can talk about things without being maybe angry. This is a sensitive subject, so it's also difficult to talk about it and not say the wrong things and all that. So it's quite a difficult path to follow to do this right. And I hope we are doing it because we tried as much as we could to like I said, treat the subject with as much respect as possible. And this is the soul of the movie. This is like a real, you have all this action gimmick, but this is the human part of it. And we wanted that to draw the viewer in and make you feel that the movie has soul and substance. So that's that we really tried to do that, like give it a kind of a love story with this twist, you know.
One last question. Is it more difficult to shoot a low-budget film or to save a penalty kick from Messi?
It's more difficult to shoot a low-budget film, especially action film. It's very difficult. And saving a penalty is not that hard, but maybe getting into the situation of saving a penalty in the World Cup is difficult, but I would say making a low-budget movie.
Thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio. I'm Federica Scarpa from the 74 Locarno Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.